Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Fair Queen Megan Moore about her duties at the Marion County and Iowa State Fair coming up.
All right, well, first of all, congratulations. Now that you've had a little bit of time as Marion County Fair Queen, how does it feel?
Pretty good.
Absolutely. So now that, like I said, you've kind of had a couple weeks to think about it, what does being Marion County Fair Queen mean to you?
It means that I'm a pretty big person in Marion County with trying, especially looking at it from the state fair standpoint, I'm the person that's representing Marion County. So I guess to me it means that I am the representative for Marion County, and that's a big deal because, I mean, it's a whole county, several towns, and I'm the one that's going to state fair to show off what Marion County is all about, I guess.
All right, well, tell us, before we get to the state fair, tell us a little bit about what you know of your duties coming up for not only the Marion County Fair, but like you said, 4th of July has a lot of stuff. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, county fair within the next couple weeks or week or so, I will be handing out ribbons at all the shows and running the bingo. And then I'm really excited about the baby contest because, I mean, I've never been involved with it. And I think just it's going to be hard to pick a cute baby, but it'll be fun. And then I'll be at the concert, and I'll be trophy girl at the races, and so many different events.
It's a lot of stuff, and we kind of talked about this before, but what made you want to become, and at least put your name in the hat in the ring for being Marion County Fair Queen?
What made me want to be the Fair Queen? I don't know. It was the crown. I mean, that was a pretty big one because every girl wants to be a queen and a princess. But I really think just showing my leadership skills, because I've gained so many, whether it's FFA, 4-H, or Student Senate, I feel like there needs to be a leader in the queen position rather than just a queen that wears the dress and the crown. So someone who's willing to actually help out and participate, whether it's in events at the county fair or state fair levels. So, yeah.
Well, what type of qualities do you think you bring? And you talked about the leadership, but what kind of specific things do you think that you'll be able to represent Marion County for?
I am very self-motivated. That's probably one of my strongest qualities because not many people have to tell me to go out and do something or push me to do something. I kind of just go out and conquer, and then I'll bring along whoever I need to be to help me conquer that said task. But I guess the qualities in Marion County that I really want to emphasize on is just community involvement. Whether we're all at the races on Saturday nights or together at tulip time or like the county fair coming up in a couple weeks, that is probably the strongest thing that Marion County has to offer over all other counties because we're such a close-knit family-like atmosphere.
Absolutely. Well, moving on to the state fair, there's obviously going to be the queen competition there. What's your strategy going in?
I don't have a strategy right now, but I think the biggest one is going to be make friends with all the girls, play nice, and just have fun with it, I guess. Because it's, from queens in the past, I've heard it's a really fun experience because they have several activities planned for you, whether it's like team building or networking or whatever it may be. I'm really excited about meeting a bunch of people.
Do you know what all is involved? Like you said, maybe there's going to be some separate events for you. Have they told you anything yet?
I have not gotten my fair schedule, state fair schedule yet, but I do know I'll have a couple days of just interviews, whether it's individual or group setting, kind of like we did for county fair. But, I mean, at night, I heard that you're done at midnight and then you get up at 7, so, I mean, I could only imagine what they're going to jam-pack in full in a day.
All right, what do you want to hear from the people of Marion County if maybe they run into you at the Marion County Fair? What would you like to talk about with them?
I am open to talk about anything. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be hot, so we can talk about the weather. But I'm really open to anything, whether it's they want to wish me luck with fair or give me pointers on other things I can talk about Marion County with. I'm open to anything.
All right, well, one final time, what duties are you going to perform at the Marion County Fair, and where should people go and say hi?
I will be very close to the show pavilion, whether I'll be in the ring showing pigs and sheep or handing out ribbons, and then Saturday night at the races, Friday night at the concert, and up at Dyer Hudson with the baby contest, and I'll be all over the fair.
Thanks to Megan Moore for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.